I'll be back.
Nice little Schwarzenegger there for you guys. Nice little opener. Kind of change it up. Hey guys, this is Go Watch the Movie, episode 4. I'm Kelvin.
And I'm Robert.
We just watched 2 movies, in fact, Independence Day Resurgence and Ghostbusters. But before we dive into those, I want to get into a little something. Hey, Robert, you like movies, right?
I love movies.
And books are based, a lot of movies are based on books, right?
You are correct.
Well, if you know Audible, you ever heard of Audible?
I have heard of Audible.
Audible.com is a place where you can get audiobooks. And they have audiobooks of all types. And lots of movies that have spun from books, you can find them on Audible.com. And we just so happen to have a little page for Audible.com. And it is audibletrial.com/GWAM. That's short for Go Watch a Movie, GWAM, audibletrial.com, GWAM. And you sign up for a 30-day free trial and get a free audiobook along with that. Now, can you beat that?
You can't.
There's no obligation to stay on, but I'm sure you will. That's audible.com. I'm sorry. audibletrial.com/GWAM. And now we'll get to the show. So, Independence Day.
Yes.
What did you think, sir?
Well, it was a good movie, but it was as good as the first. It didn't take you anywhere else. It pretty much just did everything the first movie did and just gave it to you 20 years later.
Yes. And that's something I want to touch on. 20 years later, do you think that's too long?
No, I don't think it's too long. If you have like a really good movie, then why not? But I'll say this much. I think I said it last episode, something to the effect of like, if you have a really good movie that stands alone by itself, why mess it up with sequels or TV series? This is one of those instances, but like, it's not bad. It's just, it didn't take you anywhere new.
Do you think it should have been a sign to the filmmakers when Will Smith didn't come back?
I'm not a huge, huge Will Smith fan.
Yeah!
So the fact that I do own a lot of his movies, I kind of collect them, but I collect movies in general, but the fact that he wasn't in it didn't really hurt my feelings too much. Yeah. I mean, you got a picture of him in the very beginning, and that was enough for me.
Yeah, I have another question for you. Do you think in 20 years they could have accomplished everything they did?
Yeah, because in like technology really does leap.
Like that?
It does. It isn't like a crawl. It does leap.
I mean, so, that's alien technology.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what you're going to get. If you have a bunch of alien technology around and you can reverse engineer it, then you're going to end up exactly where they were at. Yes. But, I mean, yeah, it's pretty much what you saw is what is possible in real life. Yeah.
I want to go back and say, if you haven't seen Independence Day, I don't know what you've been doing for the last 20 years, because it literally has been 20 years, and that was like one of the biggest action movies of its day. In this one, Will Smith is dead. We've covered that.
Yeah.
His son, not his actual son, but his son that you see in the first movie, reprises his role.
I don't think it's the same kid. But
he is now the Will Smith character. He doesn't have that same comedic timing as Will Smith.
No.
Nor does he try to.
He doesn't have any. Yeah. Yeah, he's not funny at all.
Yeah. The original president, no longer the president, is just a crazy person who is treated like retired presidents are. A woman is now the president.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, she was.
Oh.
There's spoilers.
Yeah. Liam Hemsworth, for all you ladies, is in it. Hubba hubba. Little Thor's brother.
Is it his little brother or his big brother?
No, I'm not sure.
I want to say little.
I shouldn't just pop the handle and say little brother. Not too sure. But and oddly enough, we watched Ghostbusters as well, which has Chris.
Yeah.
So
there's a connection.
But we planned that.
Exactly.
But yeah. He does a great job. I like his character a lot, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a rebel, I do what I want. Reminds me of Captain Kirk a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But he's stationed on this moon base, and he's one of the first who encounters both aliens, because there are two now. Two groups of aliens, not just the ones who invaded us 20 years ago, but one who's trying to help us.
Well, the enemy of our enemy is our friend.
That is, and they are born.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
If it is not, it should be. Rewrite that damn book. But yeah, the first aliens who come to help us, we shoot them down.
Which is a lesson they're trying to teach us in the movie.
I think so. And it is, I'm 100% sure that it would happen. Just
yeah, they were staring pretty hard at us, though. So
yeah, they kind of just appeared out of a portal and just parked right in front of our moon defense base.
And stared.
So I guess coming off of an invasion 20 years ago where we tried everything, because if you remember in the first movie, we had like signs on top of the buildings and mm-hmm. we flashed lights at them and then they still blew up everything. But I guess you don't want to take those chances. So we shot them out of the sky and were able to get at least. Jeff Goldblum.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think?
He played the same character he played last time. There wasn't anything different. He basically, yes.
Like, I like
it.
Fly.
Fly. I was going to go Fly because I'm a huge fan of The Fly.
That is a great movie.
With him in it.
And at the time, he was considered a part of that.
There's hope for us both.
Yeah. But I enjoy him. I do enjoy him. I just, he plays that guy, like Jurassic Park, a sexier version of that guy. He's all laid back in the seat with his shirt open. And he's like, that whole scene. He's a great actor, and he has been in some very memorable roles in memorable movies. But yeah, he basically the same role he played 20 years ago. He picks right back up like he never missed a movie.
Yeah.
So does his dad.
Very much so.
I think the president was the most improved. He's the MVP of the movie. He was the same guy, but I think he played crazy very well.
Mm-hmm.
The guy with the long hair who woke out of a coma did not age one bit.
No, I still see Data from Star Trek.
Was he Data?
Yeah, that was Data.
I had no idea.
That was Data from Star Trek. I still see Data. I can't see him in anything.
Even with the long hair and the craziness? Yeah,
but I still see Data.
Huh. I never knew that was Data. He's still the same. And spoiler, big end scene. We go and try to do the same thing, sneak into their ship, blow them up. Doesn't work. It was a bait and switch by the Queen, and she blows up all our ships. I did enjoy the interior of their big colony mining ship.
It was good. I'm going to go back to the Queen part, though, because they took the Queen. Like, I feel like they just stole that from Aliens. They didn't do something original.
Waiting for them to take the script. Get out of here, you
But, yeah, the inside was, you know, that's pretty cool that they had their whole little
habitat
inside of there. And,
but we fell with that. Some of our troops survived. But then the Queen we find the good aliens in their rubble after we shoot them down, and it communicates with us that there is a stronghold or utopia.
There's a planet.
A planet that has a defense against these invading aliens.
It didn't seem like a very strong defense, because they said if they found out where it was, they would be dead. That was the one.
Just shut up their whole plan.
Sorry.
You just ruined that writer's life. But you're right. Yeah, if the aliens find, the fortune find that planet, they said they would destroy it. I guess because it's not ready.
I don't know what it was, but it was like one alien. It was like an alien in a ball.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm the last one.
She said that the alien race decided to evolve past physical form.
Yeah, and going to a virtual.
Digital. Or virtual.
Virtual, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I see that because that's kind of where we're at. People are talking about going virtual and all this, you know, whatever.
My
but
phone's in my hand right now.
Yeah. Mine's not. I'm off the grid.
So, but yeah, I mean, how do you make that ascension? Like, as a race or species, you decide, I'm going to go virtual. Like, how do you even start that?
Well, we're almost there. People are looking more online than they are into the real world. I mean, I'm not personally. I'm like you well know, I'm off the grid. Yes. I don't have a Facebook. I don't have a Twitter or any of these things. So, yeah.
But you're on top of the movies sometimes. Okay. But like, I mean, like if the human race were, if President Obama were to decide, hey, today we are going to ascend our physical form and become virtual beings. How do you start? Androids? Do we put our brains into machines or try and...
No, it wouldn't be like that. It would be like strictly like on a server somewhere or something. It would just be a virtual thing. And I don't think the president would ever do that. I think it would be more like people would just do it by themselves because they're so like disgruntled with the world. They're just like, we're going to go in here where it's perfect.
Yes.
Which I don't know if it would work because The Matrix, if anyone's ever watched that movie, proves like if it's too perfect, you won't accept it. You need a little bit of a flawed,
yes.
You need a flawed something to be able to accept that existence.
Humans are pieces of... I think it'd be interesting. One thing I didn't like was that they said that invasion brought the Earth together like nothing else ever.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoyed that fact that there was a world council.
Mm-hmm.
And they made all the decisions together.
But don't the leader, you're the president of the United States. Yeah, so I guess we won.
Yeah, we got my God bless it. We'll see what happens after November.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah, and then, you know, like Robert said, the queen kind of stolen from aliens. She is looking for the ball. Ascended virtual being and figures out where it was once it turns on and goes after it. She's huge. She's a lot bigger than the already 10-foot tall regular aliens.
Yeah, I don't know if she was bigger than like the normal ones, but I don't know if it was just the suit or if it was actually her. I couldn't really tell.
Yeah.
No one watched, but.
Remember when I killed her, she was like next to that school bus.
Oh, yeah, she did pop out. Yeah, you're right. She did pop out. She was pretty big.
Yeah. Yeah, overall, I still hold the first one in a higher light,
mm-hmm.
in a much higher light, because it, like I said, at the time it came out, it was one of the best action movies, action sci-fi adventure movies ever, and it still holds up today if you ask me.
Yep, first one was better.
But this one is a fun watch, and for the way it ends, they leave it open to go to some new places.
It goes... go Starship Troopers. Woo! As far as I'm, it's like we're gonna go out there and get them now instead of them coming to get us.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'm not sure how that would go to the box office if we get enough to actually continue on. But we'll see there. That was Independence Day Resurgence.
Yes.
And then we watched Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Not classic.
No.
It's new Ghostbusters.
It's a reinterpretation of the Ghostbusters.
Rebooting series with all ladies.
All females.
It left me a little confused.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate it.
Mm-hmm. It was an entertaining movie. Movies, first and foremost, should entertain you.
Exactly.
And it does entertain you.
Yes. It is very entertaining. All ladies did a great job. Kate McKinnon.
Mm-hmm. Loved her.
Was my personal favorite. She is kind of the Egon of the group.
Very much modeled after the cartoon version of Egon.
With the little curl.
Yes, little blonde curl.
Yeah, she perfect comedic timing, facial expressions.
Yeah, she probably had the leads in the movie, least amount of dialogue, but she like shined just through her emotions and like her physical performance.
She talks to those one-liners and like nobody listens. And they're so weird and out there.
Are you a robot?
And, yeah. Is
this a big robot?
Yeah, she cracked me up throughout the entire movie. Overall, personally, I don't feel Ghostbusters. Like, I think it is a summer blockbuster that stole the tools that made Ghostbusters Ghostbusters, and it could have been its own thing. I don't know. Ghost Renegades, Ghost Ninjas.
Yeah, it could.
But, like, Ghostbusters had a specific tone that is not in this movie. They pay homage also to
all the way through, they do pay homage to the original two movies.
Cameos.
Mainly with cameos.
Spots, like the firehouse.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer an ambulance, it's a hearse, but still you get the same similar feel. You know, and Slammer, of course.
Mm-hmm.
All throughout, there's a ton of pain. But I just think it's a completely different tone from the original Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I completely agree with you.
They shot for comedy all the way through, which Ghostbusters had comedy all the way through, but it wasn't just bang, 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 blah, 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 blah. It was you know, Bill Murray delivered most of the comedic lines. Ben Aykroyd had a few, you know, and then Winston comes in later. But this one was, we want you to laugh this entire movie. We want you to be enthralled with our action. Look at us with our special effects. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's that typical design of a summer blockbuster that we get nowadays. But overall, I enjoyed it. Did you know that?
I enjoyed the movie. I just don't think it screened Ghostbusters like you do. Like, I don't know. There was just something missing. I wish they would have like used the lore that was created from the first two movies and just continued on. Like maybe the Ghostbusters were missing, and these like new four women stepped up and took their place, and then maybe at the end, like the new, like they were in that portal or whatever, and they came out, and everybody fought together. Then for me,
exactly,
because they would have connected all the movies together. But this one just it was its own movie that just paid homage to the last two.
And it's like you have cameos from all the Ghostbusters
except for one,
minus Egon, who passed away.
Yes.
But
you get a bust up.
It's like if you have the cameos, why not make that movie that Robert just described? Like, just have them pop up as, oh, we were lost, or hey, you found us, thank God, or whatever, or we're training you. And stuff. I understand, woman empowerment, woman strong, woman can do anything.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Man can do. I get it, 100%. But like that connection would have been great.
I actually feel really strongly about the whole the woman thing. Like you can, like I think people are taking it the wrong direction. You can say like you can put women in all these, you know, positions that men are in, or the characters that men are in, and you know try to reverse the script on that. But I think it would be better to just change like men's opinion of what women are. And that they are equals would be better than just like throwing women randomly into like men's roles.
Mm.
It's like change a man's opinion who has a problem with women being equal instead of just throwing women into a man's role. I think that would be a better like direction to go if you want to actually change society.
Yeah, because we all know women can do what men can do,
mm-hmm.
especially when it comes to acting.
Yes.
They could have very easily transformed from the man to the woman, especially after so long. because people these days, kids I should say, don't know the original Ghostbusters other than cartoons or comic books that are out.
Probably not.
So it wouldn't have hurt anything to go make that transition in the movie. But I see what you're going for. You want to make this new thing, this new world, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't complain.
Yeah. I got my laughs from eight, and enjoyed very much Chris, the other Hemsworth. There were two Hemsworths today.
Mm-hmm.
Liam was in Independence Day.
I did not know they were brothers.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling me. I was like, what?
Chris, a.k.a. Thor, was in Ghostbusters. He was dumb. Oh. Like,
they basically made him, like, if it was, like, all dude Ghostbusters, they made him the dumb blonde.
Yes. Chris Hemsworth was the dumb blonde of Ghostbusters. So much so that I think, like, even further than I've ever seen a female go. Like,
mm-hmm, like over the top.
So, yeah. Yeah. So that was loud, and he covers his eyes and his ears. Just, yeah. Anyway, that was Ghostbusters. He's gonna call indeed. We teased a little something last week, and I want to jump into that this week. At least part of the way, villains.
Bam.
The biggest baddie.
The biggest bad guy challenge?
In movie. Or biggest bad guy challenge. I don't know what we're calling it yet. But we want to do it kind of March Madness style. We want to get a bracket posted somewhere on either GoWatchMovie.com or the Facebook page, one of the two.
Right.
And we kind of want your help. Like, we have the idea of both of us putting out 10. But I was thinking maybe, and I haven't thrown this at Robin yet, but like, we do 9 and then have the audience pick the last 2.
Mm-hmm.
If they so want to get involved, I don't know. Sometimes they just don't want to get involved. The last couple. But whatever.
They just like to listen.
Which is fine. We're gonna release some of those villains this week, and then next week we'll drop the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 5 this week we'll do.
Bottom 5, top 5. Bottom, I'm assuming bottom 5.
Bottom 5, yeah.
Bottom
Which
5.
I don't have mine in the order, so I'm going to have to.
Oh, what? I have mine in order.
I'll skip it, but I'll give my 5. I'm going to give his 5.
This bottom 5.
Best movie villain of all time. We're going to make a bracket. And trust me, I've been racking my brain since last podcast. This has not been easy.
No.
Do you want to go first for the your
it's,
first?
It's been I can go first. It's been a difficult journey, but if you want me to, I'll just jump right in there. All right, bottom 5, top 10 villains
in movies
of all time. Wait a second, am I starting with number 5 or number 6? Because technically, number 6 would be.
Oh, right.
Number 6 would be number. The top, number one.
Number one at the bottom?
Yeah. 6.
Number 6.
Are you, okay. Anton Chigurh.
Anton Chigurh?
Okay, played by Javier Bardem from No Country of No Men.
Oh, he dragged around the pipe thing.
Yes.
And just, yeah.
No Country for Old Men, if you know the villain from that movie.
That put him on the map.
That's my number 6.
Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah, did you get that? Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
All right, number 7 is John Doe, Kevin Spacey from the movie 7.
Oh, what's in the box?
What's in, yes. All right.
I love it.
All right, number 8 is Herod. Played by Gene Hackman from The Quick and the Dead.
Ooh.
I love that movie.
That is probably my second favorite Western of all time.
Mm-hmm. He plays almost the same character in another movie.
Don Perdido?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
But I think he does it better in The Quick and the Dead. Yes. He does it better in The Quick and the Dead. Yes.
Well, that movie's great. If you haven't seen The Quick and the Dead, there's 2 versions of The Quick and the Dead. The Gene Hackman version, if you want to see. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Right. Number 9 is Stansfield, played by Gary Oldman. And the movie is Leon the Professional.
Mm-hmm.
I love that character. It just blows my mind. Okay, number 10 was Fletcher from played by J.K. Simmons in the movie Whiplash. Have you seen Whiplash?
Not the roller skate movie.
No.
Here. I don't think I've seen
Whiplash. You haven't seen Whiplash, then you would not know. If you saw this character, it would blow your mind.
Oh.
You've got to watch Whiplash, the movie.
I'm going to have to watch that one. Because that's a recommendation by Robert.
It's going to change your life.
If that's your bottom 10.
That's my bottom 10, yes.
I can't wait to see your top 5.
Those are my bottom 10.
Or you, top 5. Okay. I'll start from number 10. Move my way up to 6.
Okay.
Number 10 for me, Miles Cartridge from Avatar.
Mm.
The guy who wanted to take the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you did better than me. I didn't get the actual actor's name. But yeah, he was, to me, was just being like the whole, you know, he wants to fight the guys. He goes out there, holds his breath, still kicks butt out there.
Mm-hmm.
Carnage from the Book of Eli, played by. I thought that was like he was already in charge and he got a little over excessive for me. But
Gary Oldman. That's great. I have a Gary Oldman with my number 9.
There's some good bad guys.
Our number 9 are the same. Are both Gary Oldman.
Number 8, I guess. Bill the Butcher.
Oh, I did top 15. I went a little bit further.
You went further?
But just in case you did more. And mine was in the top 15, but not the top 10.
The Butcher Loki.
Yep.
I love, played by Daniel Day-Lewis,
mm-hmm.
one of the greatest actors of our era.
Scorsese.
And that movie is in my top 5. I'm not afraid to say that. Bill the Butcher, if you have not seen Gangs in New York, fantastic.
Delicious.
Oopsie daisy. I should put these in order. My number 7. And this one actually jumps into Alien. Like the Alien from Alien
mm-hmm.
series. They are the perfect killing machine. It only takes one, and they can start an entire colony of those freaking things and destroy an army. In the movie, they need to start a colony in order to want to eliminate a whole corpse. But aliens. What am I at? 6?
6.
This is my 6. The Terminator. Play my own. I know. But this unstoppable force.
Yeah.
It goes at people. I know it's out there, but I know. I love the Terminator. He's close to me. And they win. If you think about it, they win.
Yeah, baseball, yeah, for the most part.
Like, because John has to send this thing back to protect him. But the first one, he has to send his dad back. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's this thing that is always there. He's coming back. Yeah. So that's my bottom half. I like your bottom half better than my bottom half.
No, I like yours. So I need put some thought into that.
It's not easy.
When do you hear my top half? It's going to blow your mind.
I'm eager.
You're going to be like, what?
I'm eager to hear your top half. We're going to go ahead and do the next half on episode 5. I think that's it for today.
Right.
That was actually very fun. And like I said, we're going to need you guys' help with this top villain movie list. Whether you guys are helping us out by giving us another one or even just matching people up against each other. But right now, we're just revealing who we have. And now the next step will be pitting them against each other and see who makes it to the top and wins number one villain of all time. Mm-hmm. And you may have differences of opinions, but hey, you've stuck on podcasts and talking about that.
Yeah, I haven't seen every movie in the world, so I don't know every movie villain in exactly. the world. So I appreciate somebody, you know, telling me about somebody they like, so yes. I can actually go watch it and see, like, wow, yeah, they're right. This
please is school me. Like, and I want to just point out, I'm not judging off the strongest or the most powerful. It's like how well these people accomplish their goal.
Exactly.
Like how they pull off what they want to do.
And we didn't talk about this beforehand, but we both had very similar approaches to picking our top 10. Like, I didn't think I thought my top 10 was going to be completely different from your top 10 because you were picking, like, I thought you were going to go, like, people who were the most powerful, like Agent Smith or Darth Vader. But I picked people who I thought just had, like, a bigger influence over the entire game. Like,
I did have a couple in the Alien and Terminator,
which is fine. Stronger.
But, yeah, I don't like just Uber, I win. I like a well thought out plan.
Yeah, none of my characters are Uber. None of them.
I have two more that are pretty up there. But overall, actually, three more. Thanks. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm going to show you my list.
And that is, go watch a movie for this week, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Calvin.
And I'm Robert.
Good movie.